Huh? To get the flow. So we have Mechalek the Mishnah. Whether you know it, you do until his dying before you might the Kais. We do until Meshama says like that. Mesel says no. First you do Mizik as a Kais, and then you do Unitely Dime. Says the Gemara. Turn about it. Shema im Unitely Dime, Mechak Mizik as a Kais. Shema im Atayim, Mizik as a Kais. Tchila, Gezer, Shema Yitmu, Mashkin, Shachayr, a Kais, Machmas Yada. If you don't wash your hands, because your hands are tamei, so then maybe there'll be some liquid on the cup that you'll be mitama. And it's going to be mitama the kais. The Gemara asks, why literally dying in the kais, let your hands be mitama the kais directly? They would say, no. Shnias hain, v'ein sheni oisir shlishi v'chulin. So therefore, the only problem is that there'll be liquid on the outside of the cup. You're going to be metama the liquid with your hand. That'll become rish, and that'll be metama the outside of the cup. So it says, "Moizin es akais, v'achach nechli dai." Dafka, you have to wash afterwards. Why? Shematayim nightly daim tchila gzer shem yitmu mashkin shebidayim machmas akais. Because Besham Besil holds, you're allowed to use. Gemara's going to explain that you're allowed to use a kais that the outside of the kais is tameh. Okay, and therefore, if you wash first, your hand's a little bit wet, so the water, that the residue of the water that's on your hand will become tameh from the cup, and it will in turn be mitameh your hand. Where Beshame doesn't have that problem, because Beshame holds you can't use a tameh cup, and therefore there's no chash that after you wash that your hands will become tameh again, because the water on your hands will become tameh from the kais. The kais can't be tameh if you b'shamah l'chatchila. You can't use such a cup. So if you b'shamah, the only chash is that if your hands are tameh, you didn't wash yet, so then there might be some liquid on the outside of the cup. When you pour the cup, sometimes it spills over, so the outside of the cup might be wet. You're going to touch it with your tameh hands. You're going to be tameh the water, and the water will be tameh the cup, and that's a problem. So then again, enkli mitama adam, and therefore, the only problem is that if your hands are wet, then the kli will be mitama the water on your hands, which will in turn be mitama your hands. So here. So let's pick up the Rashi's over there. That's where we're up to in the Rashi's. So we're talking about a kli shenitma achayr b'mashkin askina. Okay, the soichay tahar, the gabay tame. That's a special, unique halacha over here. The unique halacha, that kli that was nitma b'mashkin. Yeah, and here we look at the outside of the kli and inside of the kli. Like two separate kelim. Says Rashi, "Shinim machayv mashkin. Ein lecha mashkin shein rishon tuma. Shim shafim noge b'sheini asucham tchila." So halacha is mashkin is always rishon tuma. Vach tzachayra disnan. That's in the Gemara. Disnan. Kol shinim machayra b'mashkin. Achayra of tmeim toichay va'oignay va'oznay v'yadav tair. All parts of the kli are tar. Nitma taychai, nitma kulai. Says Rashi, "Af al pi she'ein od mekayim kabel tuma min atayr el ma'avatuma, gozu chamishu mashkin metamin kalim. Neish metzino mashkin shu avatuma. There is mashkin which is an avatuma. Metamin kalim matayr gan zayv shalzav reikav Raglav Gozra Kol Mashkin Tmeyin Shei Tamil Kalim. Since the Tumah of Mashkin to Tamil Kalim was only Rabbanon, Chazal wanted this to be together, that should be clear that it's different than regular Tumah. Right? Therefore, the Dalach is Taichai, Va'oignoi, Va'oznoi, V'yodav, the Chivin, the Tumah, the Rabbanon of Rashi, Avdu Be'akeira, the Leidu, the Rabbanon, he, Kihech Lelisra, if Allah Truma, the Kachim. If people think that it's really Tumah with their eyes, and then the Truma will touch it, they're going to burn the Truma. That's it, it's their eyes. No. So what's therefore they said no. Only the outside. If you touch the outside, only the outside is tameh. To give a hecker between this tumah and other tumahs. Oignoi svasa kfuha with sad chutz haray le tashmish. Right. Oign is the lip. Is the what do you call it? The rim. Oznoi k'may oizen hachavish akarin v'yaduk is klishyesh by yad. Right. It's like a frying pan has a handle, and Oznai, like when it has a barrel, has like a pitcher, has two handles. Okay, so now, says Gemara, what's really the machlaikis? We already said it before. You're not allowed to use a kli that's outside his tame. Why not? Maybe some liquid will fall on the outside. And it'll become tame because the outside is tame. And therefore, v'yitma sidai, hilkoch noitli vidayim tchila. Because it's a problem. You can't use a kais that's tame. That's what you have to wash first. It should be tame the outside. Says, if you're going to wash first, maybe your hands that are wet will become tame because from the kli. Kun Meshama doesn't exist. Because you're not using a tame kli. You can't use a kli that's the outside is tame. So therefore, what are you worried about? I'm going to wash my hand. My hands are still wet. I'm going to touch, and my hands are going to become tummy because the water on my hand becomes tummy. It's not true. It doesn't happen. Such a metzias doesn't exist. Mesil Savri says the Gemara, Mutlush tamish klishin nit makhayr v'mashka. I'm in itzayitz l'shchia. I'm not worried about it spilling out. So what are they worried about? So again, so using a tummy kli. So now, if you're going to wash first, I'm yitmu mashka v'shiridayim machmas akoyis. Says Rashi, Hilkach l'chshash is done, iklameichash, that what? Your hands are wet. You can touch the outside of the clay, which is tame. The water on your hands will become tame. It's going to be tame in your hands. Al-chshash l'dchu, l'eklameichash, l'ichpas l'on, imi tame achayv. What's Mesham et chshash? If you're not going to wash first, maybe you're going to be tame on the outside of the clay. Right? Because there'll be some wine in it, and your hands are tame, you're going to be tame. Who cares? Fibesol. There's no problem. No problem having the outside of a kli be tummy. So the mar davracha take him until his daim suda. That's another reason why you have to wash lefi beis hillel after you drink the wine. My davracha kamar lu beis hillel b'shamay lidit chod amisu osl shtamish b'kli she'achar t'meyin because you're in mishum etzayitzay sefil hachi ha'adifa dev daim suda. You tell me you got tumah issues, but we have there's a more serious problem that there can't be a hefsek between the netila and the suda. So according to you, you're washing before kiddush, before you drink your wine. See, that's a big hefsek. No one cares. It's not every drinking wine. There's a big hefsek between the netila for the suda and the suda itself. So that's a problem that we should override your chashash of tumah. Hadifa limzay kais tchila. V'chag nitnatil zedayim. Take v'suda. Like ask chashdim tzaitzis. What are you worried about? Right? They can't use atomic kli in the tzaitzis. U'mafki hilchas zuzum v'milchas suda. This is a serious, this is a real issue. It's a real halacha. It's not just a chashash. A chashash of tumah. This is a real halacha. This is a real halacha. It overrides. Okay. The next thing the Meshameh said, Mechalek Meshameh is Hillel, what do you do, what kind of towel, what do you do with the towel? Meshameh says, you dry your hands with a towel, Umanich al shulchan. So he says, no, I'll cast it. He put it on the pillow, not on the table. What's the issue? Also, tum and tire stuff. Sorry, what can you do? What's the problem? Mashkin, shebe mapa, maybe the mapa is going to be wet. And now that water inside the mapa will become tame, machmas hakeses. So once that water, again, the water that touches the keses will come rishon, it's going to be tam yidayim, and make it the sheni. Again, v'nitme keses lamapas, who cares about the water, why can't the keses be metame, the mapa straight? And kli metame, kli, without water. V'nitme keses lagavra, if you're telling me the keses tame, so why can't, if you touch the keses without the mapa being wet, why isn't the keses tame the person? And kli matama adam. That's Mishama. Says Rashi. Mashka shev mapa shema yehei mashka tefeh chaleh machmas nigu vidayim. The towel might be very wet. V'yachz v'tama yedayim kishe yikaneach batama b'seh chasuda. Using the same towel to wipe your hands during the meal. And if it was wet and touched the keses which was tamei, now the water becomes a rishon tumah, and it will be time of the hands. In the time of kes lamapa b'loy mashkin, and kli shein avatumah matama kelim. The adam, the kli over here, the kes is a rishon tumah. It's a rishon tumah. It can't be matama kelim or adam. Who yizarsh la yigu yada b'keses im rishon nihi the tumah. In klish ain't avatoma matama kalim le adam who yizarsh la yiga yadav. Right. But if the keses is a rishon, then it could be matama has make it a sheni. So that Darash says he'll be careful. Okay, so that's Bishan. What does Bishil hold? Bishil says what? Al kesa, you put on the keses. If Bishan is you put on the table. If you're going to put on the shulchan, gezer shem yitamu mashkim shebe mape machmas ha-shulchan yachz yitamu as ha-eichlin. You have a wet towel on the table, assuming that the shulchan's tummy, we'll see in a second, then the water in the towel is going to become tummy, then the food, the towel might touch, if it's on the table, it's going to touch the food, right? You mean in tummy the food? Matama shulchan lo eichlin directly. Yeah, shemasayich ha'chum shulchan sheni eskina. Main sheni is a shlishi b'chulin. So if the shulchan is only sheni l'toma, then it can't be matama the food to make it a shlishi. Only truma could be a shlishi, not chulin. Ela de mashkin. So mei over here is a chshash that the water in the towel will become tame because of the table. Even the table is a sheni. The water becomes a rishin. Now it's going to be time of the food. The food could become a sheni, even though it's chulin. Mike Mik, Mishami Sav, Asl Shamish, Beshochan, Sheni, Yzeim, Shem, Oichlei, Chuma. Mishami hold, you don't have a situation, Machal, where you have you're using a table to sheni. Why? Because the problem of Oichlei, Chuma. So they were glazer, because Chuma could become a shlishi, so you never want to use a sheni. Yeah? Savri Mutlish Tamish Beshulchan Sheni Oichle Chuma Oichle Chuma is Rizime. Right? So there's no problem. Kainim is Rizime. Who is Chuma? Kainim is Rizim. So there's no chash to make sure that the Chuma doesn't touch the table. Memela. So according to Beshamai, there's no problem putting the towel on the table. Right? Because there's no matzis of a table at tummy. Because there's still there is. Therefore, you can't put on the table. Davracher. Ain't tils daim mechulim in a taira. May davrachach kamalu beisil beshamay. Chitayim rumayish negabe oichlun dechashinon. Mayish negabe daim loichashinon. Vachi. Ha'adifa. Dein tilz dayim l'chul min atayra. Mudu shitam yudayim, less l'chum in deraisa, by tam oichl in this l'chum in deraisa. What's going on? This is Rashi. Machmas shulchan farash v'chamedis ha'vesil mutla shtam shulchan shenim. Shemachat chuma, shasheni paislas chuma. V'lachi ha'adifa. Loch ha'shema ira mikra, shishtam shu b'shulchan sheni, lo yanechenu agabe shulchan, says Basilel. So what does Basilel hold? You can't put the towel on the table. Why? Because the wet towel will become tame because of the table. Tables are shady. Wet towel will become tame. The water will become tame. It's going to be tame the food. Yeah? So what do you do instead? You're going to put it on the pillow. When you put it on the pillow, you still have a problem, then your hands will become tame. Basil doesn't say that Beisham is chash by putting it on the pillow is not a chash. So that's what Gemara wants to know. So why are we more worried about the food becoming tame than we are about your hands becoming tame? Either way, there's a problem over here. Yeah, Basil says putting it on the table, the food will become tame because the water will become tame from the table. Putting it on the kasses, the water in the towel will become tame from the kasses, and then your hands will become tame. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the less l'ikim of their eyes. So that's the nafkamina. Yidayim, the whole tumas yidayim is only rabbanan. So meila, we're more worried about the food become tame, which is deraisa, than yidayim become tame, which is only rabbanan. Alitam oichel, this is l'ikim of their eyes. Rashi. Afilach yahadif, ilach Hashem yira, mikra, shishtamash, b'shulchan sheini. Le'ichen agav b'shulchan. What's the next machlaikis? First you gotta sweep, and then you wash my machlaikim. So it says no. What's this about? What's the problem? If you didn't sweep the floor, you're going to pour water on the floor, it's going to be mafs with the food. Rashi. What's the olive? She's not gairis, the aval tizayim. Okay, so that's Bishamay's problem, right? They're going to be mafs of the food. What does Basil say? Let's look at Rashi's Gersa. Basil Aymrim, im Shamish, Tamachachamu, Naital Prum, Shesh Bakazayas, Mirpum, Shem Bakazayas. Right? So we'll take out that whole line. We'll go skip to Basil Aymrim. Im Shamish, if the Shamish Tamachacham, he knows he's going to take away the big pieces. And therefore, there's no problem. Right? So what's the whole problem? You're worried about the Mayim HaKharim is going to mess up the food. But if you Shamish Tam HaKham, he knows the pieces that Shesh Mem Kazayis, he's going to get rid of. So then you don't have to sweep for the what are you sweeping for? For the crumbs. The crumbs we're not worried about. If you have a Tamachacham, he knows he's not going to let Chatchila the whole time. He sees a piece of bread that's on the floor, he's going to take away before. So Meila, therefore, Yishamish Tamachacham. If it's Tamachacham, he's going to be careful to make sure that what? That there's no pieces that are kazayis. So maybe you can wash my machrayne. Ah, there's pieces less than kazayis. Then we'll be echanan, then mutter to be mabit. B'shamis says, no, mutlo shtamish b'shamish amaretz. The male is a chashash, there are pieces there that it's a chazayis. The male will be, you'll be doing till it's dying, and you're gonna be ma'abed the pieces of Yeshua b'chazayis. Amrav Huna, chul pirkin, alochim b'tzilol, bar meha, alochim b'shamay. The guy be until it's dying. And he just flips it, and Hill is the one that says you have to sweep and then wash. Hamela, we pass the Hill even this. They both hold that we pass and they have to sweep first. Question is it Beshamai, or we pass the Beshamai not like the rest of the Mishnah, or this is really Basil and Paschal Basil. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Chazi Le Rava Debarach Abesamim Bereisha. Amalei. Michti. Nisham Basil Amar Loi Pligi. What's the Machlaikis? Back to the Mishnah. Nisham Ayman Ner Mazai Besamim. And Abdallah. Right? Basil says Ner Ubesamim. So what's the Machlaikis? Everyone says Ner is first. Like this is whether it's mazon and besamim or besamim and mazon, right? You bench before the besamim, we say besamim before you bench. But everyone holds that besamim is not first, the ner is first. What's Rav Huna making besamim first? I'm like mich b'sham esil amar like pligi. It's not b'sham I'm ner u'mazon besamim abdala. B'sil I'm ner u'besamim u'mazon abdala. All machlekes is besamim and mazon. So how are you making a besamim before the net? Ani Rava Basrei Zudir Meir. Our mission like a mayor. Avi Huda says Lenech Mesham Mesilal Al Mazon Shubet Chila. VaAbdallah Shibesayif. Amanechlu Al Mar VaAl Besamim. Shmesham Yoimim Al Mar VaChakach Besamim. Mesilaim Besamim VaChakach Mar. Says Rashi. No Rashi. Oh, so what are we saying? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Mechlag of Shem Beis Hillel? Al Mar Vabasamim. Shem Beis says Mar is first. Beis Hillel says Basamim is first. Rav Huna, that said, that was Ikla Lebei Rava, he saw that Rava made a bracha on Mesamim first, before the Ner, right? That means it was, he was holding like Basil for your Yehuda. Mesamim Chakach Mar, and I guess he made Abdallah first, because where it says according to this, everyone holds Abdallah. I'm sorry, Muslim first. First he benched. Now when it comes to Abdallah, he still says Besam is first, Bachachmar, like we do, right? And that's what we pass, right? Shami says. What was the machlokes next? Gabi Bari Meresh. What did he say? Shami says Shabara Ma'or Haish. Basil says Bayre Ma'ayre Haish. Says the Gemara. I'm Rav. Bibar Kwama Pligidi, the Bara Mashma. Ki Pligid Bibayre. Rashi. The Bara Mashma, Sha'avar. The Yafal Amrai. Shabriya Sa'ar, Shabara Bashes Mebreshes. Mishab Chanaisa. Fisham Say Shabbos. Nivra. Mirim Mesachim. Right? With Mishabekosh Baruch Hu, that he created the fire. Moser v'yaseh v'yaseh'ar u'bari chayshech v'yaseh'arim u'bari ruach. I'm sorry, skip. Keep thinking of b'bari. B'sham y'savri b'bari v'asid l'mivra. B'sil savri, no, b'bari nami d'bara mashmas l'shava. Rashi Bayri Davishu Bayre Tamid Ulay Shaikha Shaykvar Nivra. That's Basil's problem, Basham's problem. Moser b'yisiv yoytzer or uboyre choyshech yoytzer or uboyre ruach. Where Shemai v'natayim. So he says lashon boyre. You know it's talking about elish avar. So we see right the Beis Hillel. Right? Elam b'yisiv b'bara uboyre kol pligid the bara mashma. Yimashame holds. We see in the Pharish Pasuk, Ki pligi b'ma'ar u'ma'ayre, v'shamas ha'vi chodem no'ayre eka, b'nura b'sil sa'vi tu v'na'ayre eka b'nura. Shail is it the eka and the chakud over here is the ma'ar or ma'ayre? Not arguing about bara and ba'ayre, they're arguing about ma'ar, a singular, or ma'ayre a'ish. Shamas says the ha'ayre is different parts to the fire. It's different colors, I guess. The Sillon says, no, it's really one fire. Rashi. Shall have us a duma, levon of yarakrakis. Right? There's red, there's white, and there's green. Or blue, I guess. Right? So, maybe there's different colors. So, therefore, you say, ma'oirei. Mesil says, no, it's one fire, so therefore it's Ma'ar. Look, Marvait. What did Mishnah say? Vaita? Ein mevarchin. What does it say? Ein loyal nev, loyal b'sam shal goyim. Loyal nev, loyal b'sam shal meisim. Loyal nev, b'sam shal avay dizar. Says the Gemara. We went on to talk about Mesamim. Right? Oh. Aim of our loyal nerve, loyal Mesamim shall guide. Loyal nerve, loyal Mesamim shall mace, etc. The Gemara says, Bishlam nerve, loyal Shavas. El Mesamim, my time of life, I'm a view, I'm a rab, I'm a so it's not a, it's a problem by the Zara. Rashi, Mishun Lo Shavas, Mimleches Aveiro, Shagoy Oisim Lochel Oiroi, Tan Kamon, or Shalai Shavas, Emevarch and Olav, Hoyo Venevda by Aveiro. It's a very interesting idea. The fact that a Goy did Melacha. A guy did malacha or haner. It's called a ner shloi shavas ma'avera. And the guy is mutter, he's chayiv to do malacha. So let's just finish up, and we'll talk about more tomorrow. More about later. Yeah. Oh, so the problem is it's a vayda zara, right? Can I say if can I say if Amy Baruch Hu Leil Nev Leil B'Sam Mishal Vayi Zara Mechal Derei Shalav B'Zara Eskina. Later it says about Vayi Zara. Rachina Mesura Ma Tam Kama Ma Tam Amy Baruch Hu Leil Nev Leil B'Sam Mishal Vayi Shal Goyim if they should have Mesir B'Sam Mishal Vayi Zara. The problem is of Vayi Zara, not all Shabbos.